Hey, Bob, what's it mean as a coach to get out here on an evening like this and get your team in a different circumstance, different surroundings, and then have the energy that the fans bring?
Oh, I think it's exciting. I mean, the guys had to get in the bus, come down here, get mentally right, come out, get themselves ready to go and practice hard and practice getting better. And they did a great job, and, you know, we feel really excited about it. But there are definitely some corrections we need to make and some things we could do better. We're a young football team. And, you know, as Gus talks about, a race to maturity, and I think this helped that process.
You know, the race to maturity takes me back to last year. You guys made a huge investment in young players in the secondary. Now, a year later, are you starting to see the dividends pay off, Bob?
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at Jonathan Cyprian, the big play he made on the middle of the field when a corner was run by a wide receiver, and he makes a play on it, and our young corner's doing a good job, and Winston Guy. You know, so those guys are going to do nothing but continue to get better, and, you know, they have a bright future, and, you know, they have a high ceiling.
Too early to be concerned about the numbers at linebacker? You got a bunch of guys banged up.
You know, there's usually a position that, you know, things like that happen, and we feel like we're going to get some of them back. I don't know exactly. You know, Coach Bradley will talk about the injuries and that type of stuff. But the guys that are out there are going to go out there and practice. They're going to do a good job.
Talking with Red Bryant and the way that they're able to kind of pull that group together, you got a nice mix of new guys and veteran guys. Is your defensive front starting to give you what you expected when you put it together in the offseason?
We are excited. Coach Walsh does a great job with the D-line, him and Aaron Wycott, and those guys are excited, but, you know, Chris Clemens and, you know, and Red Bryant and guys like Anson, Derek Marks, some older guys, they're pulling it together. And, it's a talented group, and we're expecting a lot of big things from them.
Red Bryant told me he's getting an hour and a half massage on his day off tomorrow. How about you? You going to go for 90 minutes?
No, we got some work to do, but, you know, I'm too old to get a massage. I don't think that'll help me.